Today we'll be talking about two short stories, one called The Babysitter and the other one The Pale Man.
I really like the characters in The Babysitter, especially the little girls, as their description is quite creepy and it leads to the twist at the end.
I like The Babysitter because you can hear all her thoughts when she is trying to find a place to hide in that really big house.
I like the comparison that The Babysitter has to the two little girls because it makes the two little girls seem quite different to what The Babysitter's like.
And generally, just the characters are really well described so that, like, at the beginning you have one view of them, but then at the end it's completely different.
But on the other hand, with The Pale Man, I sometimes find the characters confusing to follow.
Well, in The Pale Man, I didn't really like the description of The Pale Man, even though it was, like, really, really descriptive. But it was good still, but it was kind of disgusting.
I like the part where it's quite stereotypical, like, the teacher was quite stereotypical, and the ending was really, really good because it was quite a twist at the end.
The characters reflecting that stereotypical image, but they kind of didn't appear to be contributing to the story, but they actually, every, like, sentence was meaning something.
So, moving on to the endings of the book, I think The Babysitter ending was really good, but it was kind of quite expected, like, you expected it because all the leading up of, like, the descriptions of the girls and how no one was home and it was an empty house, that made you think that something was going to happen, but I still liked the ending.
I wish that The Babysitter had more information at the end because you were left with a very confusing ending because they didn't really tell you what happened to the babysitter. It just said that that the babysitter was cornered up by the two girls.
Well, for The Pale Man, the ending was quite good because it was quite a twist in that the Pale Man was a guardian angel, and it was quite interesting to read.
Yeah, the babysitter ending was not as good as the Pale Man because of the just the lead ups were quite similar in a way, but then the ends were really the opposite of each other, which was interesting, like, after reading both of them to find that out.
So if I had to ask any question to the author, well, for The Babysitter, I would ask her where she got the inspiration from because it's quite unrealistic, and even though it's quite cliche, I'd still like to know where she got the inspiration.
And for The Pale Man, I would really want to ask the author if the story was based on his own life experiences, because in a way it's quite, like, lifelike, even though the end is a little bit weird.
But however, at the end, I would kind of like to see, like, more information at the end of The Babysitter, because it doesn't really describe what happened. It just makes you think about what happened, which is sometimes good, but in this case, I think we should have had more information.
And for The Pale Man, I would change the ending. Well, I'll change, like, quite a lot of the things. I would want more horror, and I want the Pale Man to kill the main character because that would be interesting. And I want something gory. I want something gory something gory to happen to the main character because the Pale Man seems like a really scary person.
So finally, if I would rate The Babysitter, I think it was better than The Pale Man, but still, it's not really my cup of tea, so I would rate The Babysitter 7 out of 10 and The Pale Man 6 out of 10.
I think we all have to agree with that. Thank you very much and good night.
Horror stories are so great. Listen now, don't hesitate.
Get ready to scream.